Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last Friday and yesterday, I pointed out the need for the Lansing City Government's proposed fiscal year 2018 budget to achieve $30 to $40 million of net expenditure cuts. The reason for doing this is to enable a corresponding $30 to $40 million annual increase in catch-up payments for the massive unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. As I explained yesterday, three areas where I looked to cut expenditures were to eliminate functions already provided by the private sector, to reduce department budgets to the levels they spent in fiscal 2016, and to reduce staffing in departments where the city has excess personnel compared to the experience of other large cities. In looking to return some functions completely to the private sector, I suggest the city stop operating and liquidate its assets for the municipal parking system, golf courses, garbage collection, recycling operations, cemeteries, Lansing Center, Cooley Stadium, and City Market. All of these can be operated in the private sector, including by nonprofit organizations. Further, this would generate some one-time cash flow from selling the assets, as well as adding real and personal property to the city's property tax rolls. My suggestion did not include selling the Board of Water and Light, which is another option that may need to be considered. In going back to actual expenditure levels of fiscal year 2016, I am simply suggesting belt tightening, as the size of city government overall is reduced and cuts have to come from somewhere. Examples of departments that would be affected by this practice are finance, where its proposed budget is more than 25% higher than 2 years earlier, human resources, which is up more than 14%, human relations and community services, it jumps more than 30%, Downtown Lansing Incorporated rising more than 29%, and city-supported agencies with a proposed budget of 46%. The largest cuts come from eliminating excess staffing levels compared to practices in other large cities. Be sure to listen again tomorrow when I discuss these expenditure reductions in more detail here on the next edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.